If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
You got a new reverse shoulder a week ago. How are you doing?
Well, thank God for the drugs.
Yes.
and let me just make a comment about what you said about hearing aids, because you don't realize what you do with your limbs when you are short one limb. In other words, when you don't have two hands to peel an orange or to do a million different, I can't like button my pants or anything. Yeah. So, but what I was going to say relative to hearing is I think people go for years without understanding how serious their hearing loss is. And then the minute that they get help, that they get devices, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe what I've been missing. And that's what's amazing. So hearing tests for sure. It's one of these things that they ought to just add to the list of things that you do at a certain mandatory age, because it slips away and you don't even realize it. And by
You're
the way,
right.
It's a terrible safety thing too, because you don't hear ambulances, you don't hear all these things that are standard warning devices. So that's a whole nother issue.
That's anyway. So true. And you know, I can always tell, like when we were at that baby shower, when someone isn't hearing well, they tip their head as if that's going to help them.
Toward you. Right.
Yeah.
Toward you. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's like
they should have an ear trumpet, I say.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm very grateful for my doctors. We know so little about what medical advances have become. You know, we watch on TV and they like separate somebody's whole body from their arm and everything in order to do it. I came home and I looked at my wound and it's about a 6-inch incision. But I mean, it's not like, you know, they took my whole body apart or anything. And, you know, it turns out they can get in there and they can do what they have to do. And it was a long surgery, but I'm glad I'm done. And the biggest, you know, issue I have is, as you said before, sleeping with this. The sling is a drag. Yeah. You have to learn how to sleep differently. So
And the drugs. I mean, a lot of drugs. That's what's making you available today, because I'm telling you what, if you are not on those drugs, you'd be in so much pain, you'd be screaming.
Yeah. I know. And you know, and I can understand a lot of the whole, you know, the oxy crisis when, you know, because if they don't resolve the pain, I mean, there is no escape from it. It's like a everyday part of your life. So
Howard, I will tell you, I understood it clear after I was on them, because you think, oh my, when they say, all right, start tapering off, you're like, but how am I going to cope without them? Because I don't want to feel that pain.
Right.
And then you taper off
exactly.
And you're like, oh, the pain has subsided somewhat. So,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, that's the whole process. But anyway, I'm glad to be back. Again, you miss the stuff you take completely for granted. I was not a big dictator into my phone and into my computer. Now that's all I do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Guess what? It does an increasingly wonderful job of getting it right. That's amazing.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Yeah, I had a big win today because I could actually use my right hand to put gas in my car. And and that's a big thing, because you just don't realize that those are things you can't normally do. So that's not all we have in common. We're also dog lovers. We love our animals. And I love that article you wrote about just about the pet owners, and that millennials and Gen Z make up the majority of pet owners. And 60% of those people are remote workers or entrepreneurs, and flexible schedules are key.
They were unbelievably lucky because they became attached to their animals and then they could stay home and be with them. And by the way, you know, I said in there that our pets are like worry sponges. They absolutely are. You know, when you come home from a completely rotten day, there's only one person who 100% appreciates you all the time.
Yes, yes.
And it's whatever you have. And, you know, the other thing is, it is a great excuse. I mean, all winter long, as lousy as the weather is, it's a great excuse to get out and get some fresh air. It's a great excuse to meet your neighbors. And this thing is Zoomies, it's called. It's up on Elston Avenue. It's one step further, because it's almost like a membership social club as well. So they're going to have amenities and a bar and food and spaces for your dogs to get groomed and boarded. And then huge play areas. It's about 24,000 square feet. So I didn't realize when I was researching the article, what I didn't realize is I think we have less than 80 days a year when the weather is decent in our city, between rain and pollution and heat and smog and then snow, of course. And here's a place that's, 365. I mean, you can take your dog there anytime. And believe me, the dogs know the difference. I mean, our dogs are brutal. It comes to be about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, hey, Dad, I have a watch. Let's go. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a young woman. I think it's a good idea. And I think that it actually is going to become another one of these sort of social activities. That's a way to meet people in all our old time movies where, the meet greet things where all it took was a dog and a leash and a cocker spaniel and go to the park and you'd meet the woman or man of your dreams. This is true. This is a chance to get back to people of sort of like mind as opposed to sort of random people you meet in the park. And a chance to, have another social outlet that isn't sitting in front of a screen.
And so this is this place called Zoomies. It's new, and you described everything there. So you buy a membership. This is like a new membership club?
You can have a day pass, or you can have a monthly membership, or you can have an annual membership. And that includes some perks in addition to just access to the place. My favorite was once a month, a nail clip. And I said and honest to God, in my whole life, I will never try again to clip my dog's nails because all you have to see is one speck of blood. And it's like, I'll hate you for the rest of my life. And the groomer, he just blows right through it. And, he's done a million of them and more power to him. So, but they include that, which I thought was very thoughtful. You can do agility, you can do some training stuff, sort of the whole menu is available.
So as an entrepreneur, you're saying this is probably something that's going to be a big investment or good investment in many different cities.
Well, I think she plans to franchise it. She wants to prove out the first one in Chicago. We have a lot of the smart stuff. It's surrounded by 600,000 pet owners in Chicago, 250,000 families live within, 20 minutes of her location. You still have to prove it out. And then I think she plans to expand it into other cities by franchising, which has never been my favorite way of doing things. But it's a good strategy. It turns out, by the way, the other thing that's important is, you're always looking for opportunities as an entrepreneur. We have 1 zillion of these gigantic old manufacturing buildings that, you'd have to upgrade them, but they're huge, they're open, they generally have these huge spans. So finding a location in most cities is not going to be difficult. She told me the most costly thing was not the building or putting in a decent floor. It was the HVAC system because it replaces the entire air in the whole system every 8 minutes, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good.
I want to open one in another city. I want to franchise one.
Well, I think, and by the way, they're going to work obviously closely with PAWS and with other charitable organizations to do, events and things. And again, when you look at all the possible things here between events and charity things and social gathering and stuff, there's a lot of ways to cover your overhead. So I think it's a decent idea, and I wish her the best. And as I say, it was fun to see her plans and her ideas, and I'm sure our dogs will be there.
Absolutely, I'm glad you're on the mend. Great to talk to you, Howard, and thanks for joining
us. Talk to you too. All right, talk to you soon. Bye bye.
The article is on Inc.com. You should check it out. It's really interesting. It's called Zoomies, and it's new to Chicago.